The following lecture by Trigueirinho, Our Response to the Cosmos, 2, with simultaneous translation into English, was recorded live in Brazil in October 2006.
Nós estamos estudando o ciclo Nossa Resposta ao Cosmos.
We are studying the series Our Response to the Cosmos.
Deste assunto.
And today is our second meeting on this subject.
Na reunião passada,
during
nós vimos
our last meeting,
precisamos de nos relacionar com
we saw that we have to relate to more advanced worlds, to more advanced humanities, in order for this humanity to go beyond natural evolution and to take up a rhythm that is more alive, more evolutionary.
Vimos que não se trata de nós ficarmos no nível natural.
And we saw that it's not a question of our remaining on the natural level, otherwise we would move very slowly. You can see that ever since the time of the caveman, people have been eating meat, so see the rate in which this progresses. In order for us to become familiar with a broader level of consciousness,
o nosso contato interno,
we saw that we had to seek our inner contact, the inner contact with our being. And it was also stated that we would have to follow this intent to seek inner contact to reach a broader communication. We would have to do this very tranquilly, without worrying and without spiritual ambition. Spiritual ambition is very subtle. Many people are unhappy with themselves without having any real reason to be discontented, but because they are spiritually ambitious. And since their ambitions are not fulfilled, they feel inadequate and they think they are not doing enough. But all this is ambition. We have to be careful with this spiritual ambition so that we can carry out this quest very calmly without any anxiety. And at the last meeting, it was also stated that our human and mental efforts are not sufficient for us to attain a spiritual activity and contact. It's not a question of only effort, and it's not a question of only willpower. We saw that we need spiritual vision and intuition. So these things are not attained with strength or with ambition or with persistence or by becoming depressed because we are unable to attain them. All this is superfluous, all this is useless. For this, we have to have spiritual vision and intuition.
Para nós termos esses contatos,
so the prerequisites for us to make these contacts,
com uma relação com o cosmos,
the prerequisites for us to relate to the cosmos and to respond to the cosmos,
de visão espiritual e de intuição.
Our spiritual vision and intuition. Today we are going to look at these things so that we can focus the right things and not go on struggling humanly with something that cannot be resolved humanly. Human thought and the human mind, no matter how developed they may be, cannot penetrate these things. The human mind cannot go beyond the abstract mental level. Beyond that, the mind is of no use other than to pick up and reflect on the personality levels. But on the abstract mental level and higher, we must have intuition.
para nós irmos nesta direção,
the first steps for us to head in this direction, for us to become more intuitive,
contarmos com a visão espiritual,
and possibly count on spiritual vision,
é
one of the first prerequisites is patience.
Com o tempo,
patience
com o tempo
with
que passa.
Time, with time that
esse
goes by.
Que passa, que preocupa
this time that
pessoas,
passes and which
é
worries so many people is an invention of the mind. It doesn't really exist.
Mente,
when we leave our mind, we find eternity. There is no time going by. So that those who are worried because time is elapsing and they can't attain what they desire are under great illusion because no time at all is going by in these things. There is no time in these things, so no one is behind and no one is ahead. So we need a different approach to this issue. Look, at our response to the cosmos,
coisas,
we speak
não?
of certain things,
veremos,
as we shall see,
todos os planetas do sistema solar,
related
Mercúrio
to all
Plutão,
the planets of the solar system, from Mercury
solar.
To Pluto, because Pluto
e
is also a planet of the solar
de
system,
Sirius, Pleiades,
and then
Orion,
Sirius,
Quirón,
Pleiades, Orion, Chiron. All these are very important things to help us give this response.
Então de
so we need patience
do tempo.
And have to forget about
porque
time.
Na mente humana, que concebe até calendário,
because the human mind has even conceptualized
calendário,
a calendar, hasn't it?
Quando
hasn't the mind created a calendar? When a mind that creates a calendar starts to think about giving a response to the Pleiades, it gives up. How long is it going
então,
to take?
So
we have to be more liberated from these things so that we can face this topic
eficiente.
More efficiently.
Então, é preciso paciência,
so we need patience.
E precisa também paciência com a mente,
and we also need patience with our mind. Because our mind talks the whole time. One's mind is always giving an opinion. One's mind is always criticizing or approving. And we have to be very careful with the approval of the mind and with its criticism. We always have to be very careful with our mind so that it can withdraw to its rightful place and become a mirror where higher things can be reflected and transmitted to us. So the mind really has to be reorganized when it comes to these topics. And we also saw during our last meeting that curiosity in regard to these topics is one of the principal obstacles to our treading the path. So if we seek the infinite, the cosmos, the planets, brothers of the earth, and the other worlds, for the sake of curiosity, we will reach something but nothing real, because our attitude in face of these things should not be one of curiosity, but we should have a different attitude, an attitude of wanting to recognize other brothers, perhaps brothers on a solar level, on a stellar level. There are so many brothers out there. So we have to be very patient, and patient with our mind when it pressures us for time. So we were seeing that spiritual vision and intuition are necessary for us to be able to go beyond, to move forward in this direction of our response to the cosmos.
As visões podem reproduzir o mundo psíquico,
visions can
e
reproduce an individual
então,
and collective psychic
limitadas.
World. So these visions are quite limited.
podem refletir
and visions can also reflect supramental realities, realities that are beyond this individual and collective psychic level of the Earth. So there are visions that reproduce the individual and collective level here, and there is another type of vision that reflects realities of worlds beyond this mind. And these visions that reflect the supramental worlds are symbolic. They are not the same kind of vision by which we see things of the earth. To see something outside of the earth, we always have to have a symbol in order to have a vision. Now, visions, we have these visions of ours, but there is also initiatory vision. And this initiatory vision that is transmitted by those who have already had certain expansions of consciousness, this initiatory vision is the most reliable. Of all the visions we might have, no matter how real they may be, they are not as reliable as the vision of someone who has already expanded his or her consciousness. These initiatory visions will be studied at the next meeting of this series. So before intuition, we are going to look at spiritual vision.
Nós entendemos visão interna,
by spiritual vision, we mean inner vision. It is not what we see with our physical eyes, which is ocular vision, which is human vision, material vision, physical vision. Spiritual vision takes place inwardly. It does not need our physical eyes. Inwardly, with this inner vision, we can reproduce and see
situações do mundo psíquico individual ou
situations
coletivo,
of the individual or collective psychic world, as we have seen.
Vendo coisas individuais ou coletivas
and
do
when
nível
we are looking at individual
terra,
or collective things from the psychic level of this earth, we deceive ourselves
vendo estas
because
coisas,
we think that since we are seeing these things, we are spiritually advanced. This has
espiritual.
Nothing to do with spiritual progress. This is something that can be useful in evolutionary service. But this does not mean spiritual development. Spiritual development is something different. It is a different level.
Esta visão interna pode ir desconhecendo os
this inner vision can ignore the levels of the mind and show us non-material things. And we must note all this and be thankful for all this. But always be open, be ready to see deeper beyond this vision.
Às vezes, essa visão interna pode ser útil.
Sometimes this inner vision can be useful as long as it was not sought by the personality. Because when it's the personality that begins to want to see, that begins to long to see, it may even be able to see, but the vision is deceiving. Because the vision presents things that are unfamiliar to it, that it is not able to discern, that it does not know. Vision alone is not everything. Vision must have intuition to know what it is really bringing and what it is saying. So an ambitious person can even bring together the energies. He or she can even stimulate etheric centers and be able to see. He or she can even become a seer. And in this way, the person becomes more and more deceived because it was not a natural development. It was not an inner development that made the person see. When someone is able to see naturally, when the inner self guides him or her to see, this is accompanied by intuition. So the person will receive an intuition about what is being seen. Otherwise, he or she may see, but without knowing what is being seen, or will confuse things. He or she will think that one thing is being seen, when in reality something different is being presented there. So, see how there is no possibility to be ambitious here, because ambition and desire can create these situations, but these are not reliable, because without intuition, which is something very necessary in any kind of vision, if intuition is lacking, we can become more and more deceived and led astray by the visions we have. Here we are talking about visions that are seen. We are not talking about hallucinations or what the intellectuals call vision. For example, an intellectual here on earth draws conclusions, observes, and calls this vision. What you observe, what you conclude, what you discern, this is not vision. This belongs to the intellect. This can be as off mark as the greatest deceptiveness. A vision is something different. We do not say that an observant person has vision. This is not what we mean. This is clear, isn't it? So vision is something that manifests. It is not something that a person is imagining in his or her own mind. If vision comes from a higher nucleus of observation, it is always symbolic. Higher vision, for example, would never show a window. Higher vision would not show a door. Higher vision would not show a tree. Higher vision would show a symbol. And you intuitively would have to know the meaning of that symbol, a passage, or a doorway, or a window, as we say here. So true vision shows the symbol. It does not show something material, something concrete. And then we must have intuition to be able to recognize if what is being seen has an evolutionary quality, or if what is being seen is a thought form that was there, that might have been created by someone. It could have been created by someone positive, who created a positive thought form and the seer picks it up, or the seer could pick up a negative thought form, if that is what the person created. So we need intuition for all these things. So we should not crave to see before being really prepared. Otherwise, we are going to get more confused than we were before, especially if this ability to see becomes controlled by forces of involution. In that case, one can't know where the individual is going to end up because of the way he or she is seeing things and obeying what is seen. The forces of involution here on this planet often use this mechanism of vision to turn people away from the path by developing pride and vanity in them because they are seeing. Some people are proud and vain just because they are on the path. They become vain because they are on the path. They become conceited because they have more information than those who are following other ways. So this pride and this vanity, these are very subtle. And when someone has the seeds of these within, if the person begins to have inner vision, these are going to grow. And he or she will become prouder and vainer.
Apesar de tudo isso,
but in spite of all these,
todas as circunstâncias, de todos
in spite
os
perigos, of all these circumstances and of all the dangers,
desenvolver
we
a
can
visão,
develop vision.
Mas como veio de dentro,
but as the vision came from the inner
presente,
levels and with intuition
nenhum,
present, there is no danger, or the dangers decrease
isso
significantly.
Tudo, são as visões no mundo psíquico individual,
all these are the visions in the individual or collective psychic world,
agora,
the kinds of visions people have here on Earth.
Que são do mundo
now, the visions that come from the supramental world, visions that relate to higher things, these are generally symbolic. They are not like watching a movie. They are not like looking at a scene. They are a symbol. For example,
uma pessoa que era muito desenvolvida em visão,
a highly developed person once had a vision of a vast amount, a horde of strange animals, but animals that had an animal force inconceivable on Earth. She did not describe these animals. It was a horde of animals that represented an animal force unknown on Earth. We don't know the force this kingdom has. So she saw this animal force coming towards the Earth. But she saw this as sound. So we can see how inner vision is different to outer vision. Inner vision can see as sound, not the way we think of seeing. So it was the sound of that group of animals that gave her this vision. And she knew that these hordes of animals were helping the earth, that they were here dismantling forces of involution, demolishing the forces that were preparing to divert the earth. So this is a vision in a superphysical world, not a normal scene that can happen in a vision that speaks of us or that speaks of collective things pertaining to the earth. So we need intuition to be able to understand this. And we have to already want to transcend the limitations of the human ego. As long as we believe in the ego, as long as we believe what our ego tells us, we cannot enter this scope of vision. We can remain in the psychic vision here of the earth, of people, of things from here. But as for something like what was described, to be able to behold this and to perceive it, our ego has to already be quite reconditioned. That is, I do not base myself on what my ego sees, because as long as the ego is very prominent, as long as we rely on the ego, as long as we, as personality, take our own authority for granted, we can't expect to have visions such as this one. We can't expect to have this kind of supramental vision or what goes on beyond our mental level. A vision, when it begins to take place, is symbolically similar to a flame. And you can build up this flame, or you can put out this flame. Some people begin to see, then all of a sudden they no longer see. What do you suppose happened? The person did not know how to build up the flame, to nurture it. Nurturing the flame,
do processo de visão,
nurturing the process of vision means for us to be firmly determined to transform ourselves. Because if we are not determined to transform ourselves, this vision does not come. Because the purpose of this vision is to transform us, to give us elements for us to become transformed. And vision is very necessary in our transformation. Because in our process of observation, of interpreting, in our terrestrial experience, we see many things. We create many concepts. Many strategies. We attach ourselves to certain issues that are totally unreal because our experience has led us to this. We need vision to undermine these before us. Vision can show the opposite of what you decided in your intellect, in your mind, as being truth, as being reality. It is very necessary to have vision because vision shows you the opposite of what you consider to be real. And since it comes from within and comes from the inner self, and if your intuition says it is real, if your intuition says it is true, this has the power to dissolve your misunderstanding. Some misconceptions are so subtle, some misconceptions are so diabolic that only vision can dissolve them. Only your own vision can show how mistaken you are. So you can see that we are not talking about something which is a problem of the seers. All of us have
Todos
to see.
Nós podemos ver.
All of us can
Todos
see.
Nós temos um mecanismo para
All of us
ver.
Have a mechanism to be able to see.
Para alimentar este mecanismo e para este mecanismo começar a funcionar,
but in order to activate this mechanism and for it to begin to perform, perhaps even regularly, the intention to transform ourselves must be totally instilled in us. It has to have become incorporated in us. To become transformed means the following. You see that you are doing something that does not concur with your program of evolution, and you have to have the courage to stop it and say, no, I must become transformed. I cannot go on this way. And not remain passively accepting something that you are. You have to want to become transformed. You say to yourself, no, this is not me. This is not me. I am not like this. I don't want to go on this way. This is what cultivates vision. Without this, vision gradually goes on decreasing until it disappears or it does not manifest itself. Because vision comes to transform us in principle or as one of its principles. If we develop this capacity or this ability to see, to perceive things on higher planes,
pode usar mais a nossa colaboração.
The hierarchy will be able to make better use of our collaboration, because our collaboration will not be limited to our own inferences, to our mental ideas, no matter how positive they may be. This is a great limitation. In order for us to be more significant collaborators of the hierarchy, we have to already have begun to form this ability to begin to perceive life in higher planes, in the inner planes of consciousness. Then we are really considered to be instruments that are more conducive, more inclusive for service. For example, if you are able to see someone's state, someone's inner state, and this can be seen, this can be perceived, can be seen through a symbol, If you can perceive the person's state, and in this vision you can sense the person's real needs in order to help him or her, this is much more reliable than you're wanting to help the individual before seeing the real case. After all, what do you see? You see the external results of the karma the person created. That is what you see. But how to help, and in what aspect you are to help, this service to humanity, this presupposes that you develop this vision, that at least with your decision to become transformed, you begin to allow this development to take place. For the current planetary conditions, for the current conditions of humanity, to be really assisted, for us to really be able to cooperate with this, for us to be able to serve the planet, to serve humanity, it would be very important for us to begin to have vision, to have this inner vision, to have this inner understanding, to have an understanding of things coming from within, and not based on these external psychological manifestations and all that, but to have something coming from within and begin to see things from a different angle. So let's see if in this cycle of our response to the cosmos, we can implant within ourselves this interest in seeing things from within. Otherwise, we will get to know that Sirius is a star. So we will go on seeing things that are nothing. Because none of these brothers from space are only what one sees physically. These are only their physical conditions. Some planets which are in the solar system, as far as we understand, cannot harbor humanities because there are no adequate physical conditions. But humanity does not exist only on the physical level, and the conditions of other humanities are not the same as we have here in our humanity. So this is not something we can contact based on our own experience, because our experience is minimal, it is insignificant. Our experience has no competence in such matters.
Não há nenhuma vantagem em ambicionar isto.
So as you see, there is no advantage in desiring this. Desiring these things can even get in the way. Because depending on the quality of the desire, this flame does not expand, this flame does not light up.
Desta visão interna,
so within this inner vision,
desta forma interna de ver as coisas,
this inner way of seeing
nós
things,
encontramos a vidência,
we have vision
e a clarividência,
and clairvoyance,
são duas coisas diferentes,
which are two different things.
A vidência, isto que nós chamamos de
vision,
vidência,
what we call vision,
isto é uma capacidade,
is an ability
de nós percebermos as coisas
to perceive things
em um nível sutil,
on a subtle level,
mas não mais profundo
but
que os níveis
no
sutis.
Deeper than the subtle level.
Então, com a vidência,
so with vision,
você vê no plano etérico,
one can see on the etheric plane.
Você vê no plano astral,
with vision, one can see on the astral plane.
Você vê no plano mental
with
inferior.
Vision, one can see on the lower mental plane. This is vision, and one can see what happens on these levels of vision. And with vision, one can even know what is taking place and who are the inhabitants of these worlds. Some people can see an etheric body at our side. Others say there is an old man behind us. Others say there is a child in our arms. They are seeing on the subtle planes. That's all.
Ele, como vidente,
as seers,
não tem condições de dizer o que é esta criança.
They are not able to say who the child is. if the child is our own self, if the child is a baby that we are bearing, that is going to be born, if the child is a symbol of our childhood, of the infancy of our soul that we have to nurture, seers are unable to know what they are really seeing. So seers may perceive someone's presence. They may see scenes of some human life, of some terrestrial life. But they are looking at a movie, and they cannot make out what it means. Seers are on a path of development. But to know a little more, to have a real idea of what is being seen, they would have to become clairvoyant. This is different. This is a development. Now, if seers exploit their vision to impose on others, to charge for consultation, if they use their vision to pry into the lives of others, if they use their vision for the sake of curiosity to know what is going on in places they would like to know, then these seers will not become clairvoyants. They will keep the vision that is fitting for the animal kingdom. Animals are seers. Animals see things which we cannot see. So seers have an animal quality. Some animals can even see on the astral level. The animals that are already developing their inner nucleus and that are beginning to develop their minds. Some animals even begin to see on the concrete mental plane, beings on the concrete mental level. Beings on the astral level. And sometimes an animal that sees a being on the astral level takes on an attitude that is very different from the normal one because it can see something that it never saw before on the physical level. So vision is something belonging to the animal kingdom and that we humans may still have. Now, clairvoyance is not only this vision of the inner eyes. Clairvoyance is a vision using the eyes of the soul. So it is not our inner eyes that are seeing. Clairvoyance is vision from the perspective of the soul, seen with the eyes of the soul.
Evolução da alma será a qualidade da clarividência.
So the quality of the clairvoyance will depend on the evolution of the soul.
É resíduo do reino animal.
As long as vision is a residue from the animal kingdom, there is nothing to be vain or proud about being able to see someone by one side. Any animal can see that.
É preciso a clareza.
So there must be clarity as to what is being seen, and this is how the soul sees, how the soul is seeing that vision. So if through clairvoyance you see a person at someone's side, this is how your soul is seeing that individual, and your soul has to show you intuitively why it is showing the reason why at that moment you are experiencing clairvoyance, why you are being clairvoyant. Your soul knows this.
A clarividência depende do despertar da alma.
So clairvoyance depends on the awakening of the soul. And according to the extent to which your soul is awakened, it begins to want to inform you, to begin to influence you, and it can do this through clairvoyance. This is more reliable because this is the way the soul can see. And intuition must always be telling us what the soul is seeing. Because we, as intellect, we as mind, can even be clairvoyant. But it is intuition that has to tell us what is there. what the soul is showing us with that. Here is where intuition really comes in. For example, some clairvoyants can see the records of the planet, which are called the Akashic records. We know that all the history of the Earth, since its beginning, is engraved on the planetary ethers, and a clairvoyant can see what is in those records. A seer cannot reach there. It can only see what is here. Clairvoyants are able to reach those records, but if they, the clairvoyants, are not in touch with their soul, their inner self, and if they do not have a channel wide open to their own intuitive level, they see through their clairvoyance and they may not be very sure of what they are seeing, or they may be mistaken about what they are seeing. You know how many books have been written by clairvoyants telling of the life of Jesus? And we don't have to be a clairvoyant to recognize that this clairvoyance does not have much light from the soul, so much so that there are lives of Jesus that are totally different one to the other, all written by clairvoyants. The key to all this lies in this intuitive reliability. And for this intuition to be open, for it to really be present, we have to not desire anything at all and be unconcerned about being able to see, and especially about not being able to see. In intuition, our connection with what is real is much more effective than in vision. Vision can be deceiving. Vision can be misinterpreted. Vision can be insufficient due to some deficient mechanism of ours. When intuition comes and is recognized, it is totally different because intuition leaves no doubt. Intuition does not even allow you to think about what is intuited, because when you begin to think about what you are intuiting, you are already distorting the intuition. Pure intuition, true intuition, occurs the moment it is perceived. One moment later, it is already distorted by your own perception of the intuition, by the very way you interpret that intuition. Intuition does not have to be interpreted. If intuition takes place, there is no need for interpretation, for reasoning. Otherwise, it is not an intuition. It is something that came from the mind, from the mind of the individual himself, because one's mind has several levels, and one's mind has levels that are better than this concrete mental level where we are skidding about. So when this intuition comes, it doesn't need anything. It is sufficient in itself, and if you receive it, be sure to keep the maximum silence possible and to carefully register the first impulse of the descent of the intuition, because from then on you are already dramatizing the intuition. So with intuition we have to be well trained to see impartially, to see without interposing anything on what came. And this is very quick and simple, because what we call intuition is what comes down between one thought and another. We know that between one thought and another, there is an infinitesimal space And that is where intuition enters. So intuition cannot, for example, cross a thought.
Mesmo que você esteja pensando
Even though you might
monada,
be thinking of your monad,
não pode penetrar mesmo, porque aquilo
in no
é muito
way
denso
can an intuition penetrate it, because it is
é
too dense for intuition to penetrate. When you finish one thought,
é um átimo, né, pra você
and there is just
outro,
an instant before
é
you begin another, it is in that infinitesimal empty space that intuition enters. And we can be receiving intuition without realizing it, because we do not even perceive that one thought has ended or that another has begun. Thoughts get all jumbled, thoughts overrun one another. You have hardly finished one thought when you are already thinking something else. So there is no way intuition can get in there, no way.
As revelações intuitivas
This is why
mais seguras
the more reliable
são aquelas
intuitive
que
revelations
já ampliaram a consciência,
are the ones coming from those
sabem o que estão pensando,
who have expanded their consciousness
estão pensando,
and know what they are thinking and follow what they are thinking
fim,
and notice when a thought is coming to an end. Then if someone realizes, I'm thinking about taking that bus, very well, you get to the end and you know you are going to take that bus. Now see if you can stay there quietly before starting another thought. Because then you will have an intuition. Don't take that bus.
Ou não é aquele
or
ônibus que
that's
pegar.
Not the bus I have to take.
Percebeu?
You see?
Mas se está uma coisa depois da outra,
but if one thing is coming right after another, you don't use
você
this ability. You don't
isso
use this. This happens
todos nós temos
because
nível
all of us have
né?
an intuitive level.
There is
no human being who does not have
então,
this level in his or her consciousness. So we have this outpouring of ideas,
de luz,
of light,
nós nos distraímos
but
demais
we get overly distracted with our thought mechanism.
Mecanismo pensante, isto não entra.
And this does not
dentro
enter
do mecanismo
a thought
pensante,
mechanism.
Você está lidando
in a thought mechanism,
com a
you
sua experiência
deal with your experience
tempo que você começou
ever
a
since the time
é
you began to incarnate. You are
velha,
dealing with old hash
humano.
Of human thought.
Eventualmente,
perhaps
até
even
colhido de outros,
coming from
colhido
others,
de sábios,
from wise ones,
colhido de iniciados,
from initiates.
Mas isto tudo
but it is all
é a comida requentada.
Warmed up leftovers.
Então, precisa que realmente
so you really
você
have
acompanhe,
to follow each thought.
Cada pensamento. Isto se você quiser ser
if you
intuitivo,
want to be
não?
Intuitive.
Porque quando for intuitivo,
because once you are intuitive,
há muito poucos problemas.
There will be few problems.
Porque se entre pensamento e outro,
because
entra
if between
aquilo que você tem que
one
saber,
thought and another,
aí você se transforma
what you are supposed to know comes in, you will become intuitive. And this will not stop you from thinking, because as long as you are in a mental body, this body has to think,
tem a sua função,
this body has its function, and also has to develop
pensando.
Its task by thinking.
Agora, tanto esta vidência
now, this vision,
que nós já vimos como é, não?
Which we have already learned about, as well as this
isto
clairvoyance,
tudo pertence a uma etapa do homem que não é mais a atual.
These belong to an
se
outdated human stage.
Hoje estamos diante de ser de hoje,
taking into account
de vidente, nem de
humans today, we cannot call them either seers or clairvoyants because these are still on a very material level.
Nós temos que estar
but
captando,
we have to receive,
em nível informal,
bring in
a realidade.
Reality in a
então,
formless level.
O ser de hoje
so people today
não precisa ser vidente, nem clarividente,
really do not have to be seers or clairvoyants. If they have this ability, they can be assisted.
Mas o ser de hoje
but
é um
individuals
ser intuitivo.
Today are intuitive. This is different.
Então, se nós estamos nos formando para nos tornarmos sensíveis a intuição,
so if we are preparing to become sensitive to intuition, we will be doing work that is timely, but not by going to schools for seers or schools for clairvoyants. Because even though these might be very positive in some cases, this is not the development for today. Today, if someone relates an impression, we hope that it was received intuitively and not seen.
Porque isto é antigo.
Because this would be outdated.
E é muito diferente você estar diante da intuição ou estar diante da clarividência.
And it is very different to be dealing with intuition or to be dealing with clairvoyance. This is very different. For example, you can have one kind of teaching that is clearly the work of a seer. You can have another teaching, which is the work of a clairvoyant. But you have to recognize an intuitive work where there is intuition, because this is more reliable. Although it is not more reliable for the mental person, no. The mental person wants to see, to check, to have proofs, to see if it really is that way. All this is contrary to intuition. All this is the opposite of intuition.
Essa intuição, ela é uma compreensão clara e direta.
This kind of intuition is a clear and direct understanding of what is
e
to
é
be known.
Uma decorrência da nossa consciência
externa. It comes from the contact
o indivíduo interior
between our external consciousness and our inner self. It comes from the external consciousness in contact with our inner self. This is intuition. Intuition is the person's vision, but not his or her vision like a play, not like a movie. It is the vision in a detail of understanding that gives you all you have to know at that moment. So this is beyond the mental level.
Que nós estamos
this
agora
is what we are now
na nossa
awaiting in our evolution.
É
human evolution is this capacity to intuit, the ability to receive this understanding clearly and directly without thought entering in.
E esta intuição, não? Que entra aí pelo intervalo.
And this intuition that enters during the interval between one thought and another, if it can manage to get it, if you leave a thousandth of a millimeter, if you do not keep on thinking without stopping, which closes the way, but if you leave an iota of a millimeter, it enters and imprints your brain. Then this becomes engraved on your brain.
Os seus pensamentos se acalmam,
the more your thoughts
mais
quieten,
há a possibilidade de haver esse intervalo entre pensamento e outro.
The more
e,
this
portanto,
interval between one thought and another can take place, and therefore the more possibility you have to receive intuition.
Uma mente que
a mind
não
that
chega
does
a
not
ser
become quietened,
pelo menos
a mind
mais devagar,
that cannot be controlled, at least to slow down a little, this person cannot become intuitive.
O quanto nós precisaríamos,
and
né,
you can
ser
see how much we should become more intuitive,
de seres intuitivos.
How much we need intuitive beings.
E se nós temos a real consciência desta necessidade,
and if we are really aware
nós vamos reconhecer quando ser está sendo intuitivo.
We will recognize when someone is being
ele
intuitive.
Pode estar dizendo verdadeiro absurdo,
because he or she might be saying real absurdities according to the normal mind, real absurdities according to the best concepts
ter.
We could have.
A intuição, quando começa a fluir,
when intuition
a surgir,
begins to flow, when it begins to appear,
algo que nós sempre
it brings
idealizamos,
something that
é
we always envision,
mas o amor sabedoria,
which is love,
não
but
esse amor
love
mental,
wisdom,
ou esse amor
not this mental love,
ou esse amor
or this astral
físico,
emotional love, or this physical etheric love. This is different.
Amor,
intuition brings
então
love
não existe
wisdom.
Amor, sabedoria.
So there is no love, wisdom.
Não tem uma intuição.
If the person
em movimento.
Does not have an active intuition.
A intuição hoje é
it
o
is intuition
amor,
that brings love, wisdom. Today,
alma,
intuition is love, wisdom itself. The soul, one's higher self,
então,
is on the intuitive plane.
Fluir,
so it is when intuition begins to flow that you will begin to receive this love, love, wisdom.
Em tudo isso, é indispensável a fé.
Faith is indispensable in all this.
Porque
one has to have
é
faith.
Com tudo isto.
Because faith is the bridge to all this.
Lá naquele mesmo
faith
plano
is present
de onde vem a intuição.
On the same plane
e a
as intuition.
Você pode sentir antes
and you can sense faith
a ser intuitivo.
Before becoming intuitive.
Intuitivo,
you don't have to be actively intuitive in order to have faith. Faith is part of your inner self.
Que te alcança.
And it reaches you on that level. All you have to do is want faith. All you have to do is ask for faith. All you have to do is petition, really ask for and beg to know faith. When it comes, it will greatly help the flow of intuition. Because intuitive energy is so different to that energy that our mind, that our brain knows and is used to handling, that we need faith to recognize this intuition as something real. So there are some people who have flashes of intuition but who do not believe in them. They don't pay attention to them.
Há muito mais descida de intuição nos seres do que eles percebem.
There is much more flow of intuition in people than they realize. Without faith, they say, oh, it's nothing. I don't believe in this. It can't be real. It's much too light. So without faith, the person cannot believe, cannot recognize. One must have faith to perceive intuition, especially in the
agora,
beginning.
Depois que isto
now,
vai se tornando
once intuition
mais constante,
becomes more constant,
esse quadro vai mudando.
Then the situation changes.